This is GQDN for Wednesday, September 4th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes, people. Lots of delicious stuff. Lots of good stuff. Good stuff. Once you do, go to the checkout line. Get as much as what you put in the promo code Quest. That'll get 25% off your purchase. Full purchase. Good stuff. By patreon.com/groupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Ubisoft news. A little bit of Square Enix. And a little bit of PlayStation. But we begin today with Concord. Because via VG247.com, they're saying that Concord went up on eBay and someone is trying to sell a copy of the game for about 10,000 euros or about $13,000. Yes, that did happen. Because, if you remember, Concord was announced that it'll be pulled and it'll be going offline. But there was also a lot of support via PSU.com because a lot of people went up online and backed up the developers. So the devs came back and said, the PlayStation Universe, that those people are the reason why they make games. In fact, one of those people was Daryl Nelson, who worked at Bungie and Blizzard, and said up on Twitter, quote, "There are going to be a lot of takes, Tim, today, but I wanted to say this. Launching a game is so effing hard. A bunch of incredible talent worked to bring this game to us. Firewalk didn't deserve this, and I hope that the team can recover and regroup from this." Josh Scherer, one of the developers from Uncharted and The Last of Us, said, quote, "Don't want to retweet any clickbait or attract trolls. So I'll just say my heart goes out to everyone at Firewalk Studios regarding today's news," end quote. And after all of that and all of the other responses up on Twitter, Josh Hamrick, Concord's design director, got up on Twitter as well and said the following, quote, "For all of you reacting out with love, you're the reason why we make games. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now I'm going to win this arena control match." So we'll keep up with both of those things. And where can you play it? Well, it's on PlayStation. WCCF Tech did say that PlayStation 5 Pro digital model might help keeping the price down. But Sony is struggling because they're trying to contain the production costs. And that's what's going on. Because they were talking about the Digital Foundry podcast, and they did comment on the yet-to-be-announced PlayStation 5 Pro, and they thought that the digital model will be the only one that would get released. Because they were looking at the time, the split time between PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 4 Pro. But they also thought the price would be a concern, and Sony cannot keep the price on the low level as prices are going up. Well, some prices are going down, but in the tech environment, sorry, lack of words, the suppliers' prices are going up. So we shall see what will happen with this, because some people would buy it for a novelty, and some people would also buy it because they don't have a PlayStation yet, or PlayStation 5 yet. Now, will they talk about this in their Tokyo event? Well, we shall see. But they are there, and so will some other developers as well. Will Nintendo be there? Well, Galvin, you'll be interested in this one. Because according to GoNintendo.com, the hardware manufacturer will see a price bump. And what we know is that Nintendo did team with Hosiden to create their hardware. Hosiden is a Japanese electronic components company, and that company provides connectors, switches, and the touch panels, and the Bluetooth modules, so on and so forth. So if Nintendo is working on a new piece of hardware, chances are they'll be working with Hosiden again. Now, one of the analysts at MST Financial, David Gibson, was watching Hosiden, and he did see something that he thought was interesting. Because Hosiden is spending about 2 billion yen on the production equipment and 1 billion yen on the automation in fiscal year 325 for one of their major customers. Now, Nintendo was not specifically named, but it might be them. Now, Gibson did speculate a little bit more, saying that that information did lead him to believe that maybe Nintendo will showcase the Switch successor later this month. And he thinks that Switch 2 could launch this coming March. But that's all speculation. So welcome to Rumorville, people. The thing is, costs are going up. But who cares? I mean, really, who cares? Because Dragon Quest III, according to GamesRadar.com, said the devs want to have that same feeling that some of the players had in Zelda Breath of the Wild. So could Dragon Quest III Remake have an open world to it? Well, that was in a Q&A session at Gamescom 2024, and GamesRadar was there, and the producer, Masaki Ayasaka, I apologize if I did screw up the name, did say that the dev team wanted to make that same feeling that you get from seeing something interesting in the distance and wanting to go there, because the Breath of the Wilds did pull that off. Quote, "We really took inspiration from a lot of games, particularly a lot of modern games. To give an example that I'm sure you'll all understand, there's Breath of the Wild, one of the Zelda games. As you are traversing the open world in Breath of the Wild, you can see building in the distance be like, I want to go there. And then it makes you want to go there and travel. We wanted to capture that same feeling with the world map here. So if you see something sparkling in the distance, you're like, I want to go there. We shall see. And like I said, some things are going down, such as, according to PlayStation Universe, Ubisoft share prices. And that is after the Star Wars Outlaws release. Now, we have already talked about the Star Wars Outlaws release and how that happened, but this is more the effect of what's going on, because we're just talking in pounds, I believe, because the share price in the Europe market, it hit $15.20. This is not American dollars. Back in December 2014, is what the article does read, it fell to 15 bucks before it climbed, reaching its highest of $102.95 in 2018. And that's what Charles Louis Plandy, which is an analyst with MidCap Partners, did say that the sales of Star Wars Outlaws and the decline of X-Defiant was the reason why the stock went down. So, something to look at. What goes down must go up. Keep that in mind from time to time. Now, I did say about, or did talk about, TGS, which is the Tokyo's games, and Square Enix is going to be there. This comes to us from both NintendoEverything.com and by PlayStation Universe again, because they have the schedule of what is going to be revealed by Square Enix, which is the aforementioned Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake, Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince, Phantasian, Neo Dimension, Final Fantasy XIV Online, Final Fantasy XVI, Life is Strange Double Exposure, Power Wash Simulation, Romancing Saga Revenge of the Seven, and Visions of Mana. They'll be up on the theater, which is out right now. So maybe some things coming for that game. We shall see what happens with that. Now, if you have an Acer gaming laptop, you might want to take a look at the controller that might go with it. PCGamer.com did say that there is an Acer Project Dual Play that is in concept design for the gaming laptop. So we shall see if this does come out. But the looks of it does have a Switch feel to it, and could actually have some other stuff there to it as well. So we shall see. It does look really interesting. Really, really interesting. But the last thing is, if you like some Dragon Ball, well, IGN did say that the Dragon Ball MOBA will arrive in 2025. In fact, the beta for the game did wrap up yesterday, and Bandai Namco did thank fans for playing the game, saying, quote, on Twitter, "We sincerely thank everyone for taking part of the regional beta test. All the valuable input we have received from our players will help our development team strive to make the game even more entertaining. New information about the game will continue to be available on this account. Please follow us until release. The game is planned for official release in 2025. So, will it come? We shall see. Indeed. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.